Rosita Lee has been running the Noodle Village in New York City's Chinatown for 13 years. In March, she closed her restaurant for 3 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, even as her business reopens, a permanent shutdown has been lingering on her mind.
I really thought about closing my restaurant in June when we just reopened. It was really difficult.
According to the Chinatown Business Improvement District, only 100 out of roughly 300 restaurants in New York City's Chinatown are now open for business.
New York has lost a lot of tourists, 67 million annually to be exact. In the past, there were also 300,000 people who worked in the offices nearby.
Yet a new project is gradually bringing life back to one of the oldest Chinatown in the country. Dine Out NYC, a pro bono effort by the architectural firm Rockwell Group, has put up new dining installations on the very last stretch of Mott Street. The closed-off outdoor seating can hold up to 120 people and offers open-air, socially distanced dining options to Chinatown's diners. To the restaurant owners, it's completely free.
This is the first good news in so many months of hardship. It's a morale booster.
Multiple restaurants on the strip are benefiting from the facilities as diners start to come in to enjoy a bowl of wonton soup or try the famous Peking duck. Jin Lim, who opened up her cheese tart shop in June, said the installation has brought in a decent amount of business.
This is like a food court. After this, I think there's a lot of people walking around. When they buy from there, they will always come here and try one or two.
Yet Rosita Lee said there are limitations. Since the pandemic never really went away, her restaurant, which can hold up to 50 people, can only serve 18 right now. She said she's taking a wait-and-see attitude.
I hope it will get better. I've been doing this for more than a decade. And my employees are great. So as long as the loss is bearable, I want to continue running my restaurant.
A citywide shutdown, an ongoing pandemic, discrimination against Chinese and the Black Lives Matter protests all contribute in a decline of foot traffic to the area. Chen said New York City's Chinatown has a record of being able to get back on its feet. Lin Yang for Jiu Dao, VOA News, New York.